Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do, dial in toll-free. It's 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features you'll find there. Unlike a lot of those talk show hosts, Free Talk Live site, completely free. You can actually control the content as well. It's not some editor that decides what's there on the front page. You get to. You can submit whatever you want from all over the web. Maybe it's a YouTube link or a news article, blog post. Whatever you think our listeners will enjoy, you submit it, then others will vote whether or not they like or dislike it. And the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the website. So head over there, get interactive at freetalklive.com. So it's been a pretty crazy day, and Nemi is here this evening. Good evening, Nemi.
Hello, Ian.
And you experienced something today that I don't think you've ever seen before.
Today was officially my red pill day, Ian.
I want to hear more about this coming up, but we actually have a special guest on the line. I want to talk to Kevin Casey first. He is the vice president, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, the vice president, managing editor for Talkers Magazine. Kevin, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you for having me on, Ian.
Well, it's great to have you here. You know, we've been, for our listeners that have been listening for a while, they know that Free Talk Live has the AMP program, which allows listeners that really enjoy the show to send us $3 a month, and we take that money and invest it in, you know, things like industry advertising, also promoting the show on Google and Facebook and places like that to bring more ears to this program. And one of the venues we've been using for a long time has been Talkers Magazine, which is the industry standard. It may be the only industry publication for the talk radio business, and it's been around for a long time, 22 years, if I'm not mistaken.
And, yeah, very good, Ian.
Yeah, well, I read the article that I'm about to talk about here, which I found kind of a surprise, but also I guess I could have seen it coming. But you guys have been around, been doing this thing for a long time, covering the talk industry, and not just covering the talk radio industry, but also really being advocates for freedom of speech. Not just you, Kevin. I mean, you're a pretty liberty-minded guy from our conversations we've had over the years, but also Michael Harrison, who's the publisher of Talkers, huge, huge First Amendment fan.
Yeah, I mean, that is really the one thing, you know, as you and I have talked before in the past, we don't, you know, really promote one political thing one way or the other as far as our business as Talkers Magazine, which is a trade magazine for, you know, trade publication and trade website and all the things that we do for the industry. But one thing we are loud and proud about is the First Amendment in all of its, you know, all of its forms, and that is something we will never compromise on.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, over the years that we've kind of known each other through going to industry conventions and things like that, you revealed to us what your political interests were, I guess, and not even political, because I'm not a political guy, but I have beliefs about liberty, and you kind of shared some of those as I understand it. We never got deep into it, but I couldn't tell you what Michael Harrison's political viewpoint is. I mean, I know he loves the First Amendment and freedom of speech, but beyond that, you know, I really don't know, you know, who he would vote for in a national election or whether he would vote at all.
Yeah. We don't hide it because, like, we're ashamed or anything. It's just that it, as far as doing business is concerned, it doesn't really matter to us whether
right.
the people who are on the radio are, you know, far-left socialists, are far-right, you know, neocons, are crazy centrists, are libertarians, or whatever. The fact is, we believe that if they are able to do business in this country without interference of the government from voicing their opinion, then they have the right to do so. And you know, as you know, that censorship and, you know, squashing First Amendment rights comes from the government, not from companies and corporations. They're free to put on the air whatever they want or not, and that's something that we understand as well.
Right, and it would be silly for you to take a political position with an industry magazine that is focusing on a business, you know, not politics
exactly.
or issues.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
So, and you mentioned to me, I guess, off the air that you've done some work for LouRockwell.com, some writing for them. So it's certainly no secret that Kevin is a liberty-minded guy. And obviously I appreciate that about you. But the reason I wanted to have you on tonight wasn't to talk about you. It was to talk about Talkers. And more specifically, as a larger picture, the kind of the death of print, the death of newspaper, the death of magazines. And it's something that we've been watching here. And, Nemi, you've got some experience in the print business.
I do.
As I understand
I worked for a regional magazine for a long time, and they've really been struggling. And I've worked for newspapers as well, and I know they've also been struggling with the advent of digital technology versus print.
Right. So we've kind of been reporting on these changes, kind of into the new millennium here over the last decade of doing this show. And it's just kind of been interesting to just observe what all has happened. And I'm sure you've been paying even closer attention, Kevin, to just the print business in general, and watching as these giant behemoth, dinosaur newspapers are struggling to keep alive, many of them going completely under, shutting down operations, many of them downsizing significantly, cutting back on news staffs and other portions of their staffs. And all the while, people are focusing on these big papers, which obviously is kind of a big deal, but there are also smaller publications that are having trouble out there. Talkers Magazine, obviously something that focuses on an industry, is a very specific targeted audience. When did you guys feel this wind blowing of what was coming?
Obviously, as you hinted, Ian, it's been an interesting 10 years, and I think the next 10 years is going to be, very interesting and telling as well. Fortunately for Talkers, the print magazine really has been and still is doing well. I mean, if you look at the recent issue, you see a ton of ads in it, and, a Free Talk Live ad, as you mentioned, in there as well. What we found is that the usage of our digital efforts, the website, talkers.com, which, listeners to Free Talk Live are smart. They may get a kick out of going to talkers.com, taking a look at what's going on in the talk media business. But that and our emailer, we've seen just exponentially increase usage of it, and have decided that combined with some of the other things, which is, I'll be frank about it, the cost of printing and distributing a magazine is not cheap, and people can use their imaginations and figure out if you're going to print up thousands and thousands of copies of a partially color issue and then mail it out first class across the country, that's not cheap. And but that combined with the fact that people seem to be really gravitating toward, especially in an industry like ours, where people are kind of on the cutting edge of technology, that's where they seem to be using and getting their news, even about an industry like the talk media, first and foremost. And and that decision really came to us about 3 or 4 months ago, when we pretty much decided that it was time to make the change.
I think it's interesting that Talkers didn't wait till the very bottom of the barrel, so to speak. You guys, as you mentioned, the print edition is still well distributed. A lot of people are still subscribing, so it wasn't like you were just desperate and you had to throw up your hands and say we can't do it anymore. You decided to, as I believe it was Michael put it in the recent issue, kind of go out on top. And I think that was an interesting move and a good move, but maybe a somewhat of a surprising move considering kind of the nature of this industry. It is a relatively small business, the radio business in general, and obviously talk radio is an even smaller segment of that. So it's kind of a small business, and a lot of people, they've been in it for a long time, and fact is most of the people are older, kind of an older generation, who you might think would be friendlier towards print. Did you feel like there would be a certain amount of people who say, well, doggone it, I like to have my paper talkers, and I just don't want to log into that website? Were you not worried that some of these kind of old stick-in-the-mud radio station owners and general managers were going to be, reticent to go along with this?
Well, I guess, interestingly, a lot of those, as you put it, older folks, probably have been fired recently because they were making too much money. And I say that only half in jest, obviously. You know what? I think that a lot of people in the talk media business, talk radio, even if they had been, guys who'd been in it, let's say they're in their mid-50s, late-50s or something, and kind of grew up with, print in the transmitter situation, I think they kind of felt forced because of the nature of their business to get digital and get smart about it, or at the very least, hire younger people who understood it and help educate themselves and learn about it. Because just the nature of media, it's very hard to be in one aspect of media, TV or radio, and not know about digital and feel like you need to learn about it.
Kevin, can you stick with us for another segment, talk more about the death of print? All right, more with Kevin Casey. He is the vice president of Talkers Magazine, which is continuing online over at talkers.com. They are the folks that named us to the top 100 talk shows in America. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Is out back. There you go. There we go. Thank you, sir.
Rocking out.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Sometimes in radio, crazy stuff happens. You know, you're out back smoking a joint and, you know, the door locks behind you or something like that.
Terrible.
I mean, Kevin, you're probably familiar with some of that stuff from maybe your past. And I presume you were on broadcast radio in the past.
Oh, yeah. I've been locked out of the building more than once.
Right. And you're scrambling. You're trying the windows, trying the front door. Oh, man, it's good times.
Yeah. For getting the code to get back in as the police arrive, and, yeah, that's a great one, too.
Exactly. Kevin Casey is with us. He is the managing editor and vice president of Talkers Magazine, which is an industry publication. And obviously I don't want this interview to be too insider. I wanted to have Kevin on because Talkers Magazine, which is like the industry publication for the talk radio business, is quitting after 2011. So in the new year of 2012, is going to be no longer publishing Talkers Magazine, the print version. You've been putting up all the content from the magazine on the website for the last 6 months or so. And so
Correct, anybody
that wants to can read all of the content that appears in Talkers on their website.
Kevin, how has the reaction been from your print readership? Has it been positive or negative?
You mean with the website?
Yeah.
That's a great question because we weren't sure what to expect, Emmy, and I think we have had a lot of people say, "Wow." Some people said, "I'm going to kind of miss the print one," but we're really happy you're really getting into the digital because I get all my news through my iPad anyway. So you know, people are kind of have sort of a nostalgic feel
right.
for paper products, but yet they still admit that they use the digital.
Absolutely, I am a sucker for a Sunday New York Times in print. Absolutely.
It's funny you say that because I'm with you on that. I'm 48. I'll admit that freely. I'm 48, and I kind of sit on the fence between the older generation, which really you know grew up with papers and only knew that, and the younger generation, which really is pretty much you know, uses mostly digital. So I kind of have a slightly nostalgic feel. I like print publications. I like being able to move around with them, but I also get what's going on with digital, and I understand it. There's the only thing that I feel a little bit squeamish about maybe is I'm wondering, here's what I've noticed, and tell me if you feel the same way about this, is that people who consume things digitally tend to want things in a nutshell, in sort of a capsule, an encapsulated version, whereas people who use maybe in print, your favorite magazine, your favorite Sunday newspaper, you can get a, you know, 8,000-word piece. It seems to me a little bit tedious for some people to read a 5, 6, 7, 8,000-word piece digitally where you keep having to go to the next page and the next page and the next page. And I'm a little fearful that we're going to maybe dumb down our species by wanting everything in a bite-sized capsule.
I am so with you. I can't even believe my ears here. It's great to hear someone else say it.
Well, the funny thing is I'm listening to this and I'm thinking sometimes in Talkers there are these tremendously large pieces that I mean, the magazine itself is large format. It's not your standard size magazine. Mm. It's much larger. And there are these articles, like a feature article that will take pages and pages in there.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you guys will get really in-depth, and you'll interview people, and it's really just a whole lot of text. And I will find myself a little exhausted sometimes reading the piece. Like, even though I'm interested in it, maybe it's because I'm so used to the kind of the online, you know, quick hit sort of mentality that, oh, my God, this is like reading through a small novel.
I've read a couple of studies, and I'm not prepared to cite them here by name, but we've definitely seen a shift in the last 10, 15, 20 years to the Internet format, which is present the nugget of information that you need, and then if you need more information, you just go to Google. Now, I also appreciate long articles, especially if they're in-depth, because I don't see that too much anymore. I see a lot of people who are going for that in a nugget, and it doesn't answer the critical questions that I have.
Exactly. And I think that there are so many, I mean, if the piece is worthy, if you can cover an entire subject in, you know, 700 words, then great, then that's all it deserves. But I think there are so many things in our world that really need to be looked into in depth. There are so many questions that are complex. And I think that one of the problems with some forms of media, and I don't want to bash the people who like television, but I think, you know, television, as we know, is created for a short attention span. If you watch a cable news news channel, doesn't matter what political slant it is, you know, a segment is, you know, 3 to 5 minutes, and to get in depth on anything is very, very difficult. You can do that more on radio, and a format like you have in Free Talk Live is great. You can say, oh, let's carry that over after the break, and you can keep going. You can do an hour or two on one topic if you want. But I think that, and I'm not a doctor, and I don't know this, but I'm not a psychologist, but it seems to me there's something psychological about reading something either on a computer or a tablet or God forbid, a smartphone, that you get really tired and you tend to get distracted after a shorter period of time than you might with, say, a book or a magazine.
Short attention span theater, absolutely.
Well, I'd like to speculate on that. I mean, if I could. Maybe it has something to do with just people changing over time, but I think it may also have something to do with the fact that there's just so much more at your fingertips. So, for instance, if I'm reading an article online that is just average, well, like you mentioned, Nemi, I could just go to Google and find another version of it that might be better on a different website.
Right.
Or, you know, there's always something else out there that's vying for your attention. Whereas if it were 30 years ago and all we had were magazines and newspapers,
an
odds are good.
Interlibrary loan.
Right, and odds are good that's all you've got right next to you is that magazine or that newspaper, so you're going to sit there with it and you're going to plow through as much of it as you can because you don't have anywhere else to turn to.
That's right.
So maybe that's a factor, because I can tell you there have been some really, really long pieces online that some of them we found so compelling that we've actually read them on the air just because they're that good. But I think you're right. Overall, generally, it's not that's not the case. It really takes an outstanding piece to keep someone's attention on online for several pages.
Absolutely. And you know what you're saying is true, Ian, and it's not to say that you don't get bored with a print piece and say, all right, I've had it, and you put it down, because certainly that happens. But you know, one of my favorite magazines is The New Yorker. I like it because it has these quirky articles on offbeat subjects and topics that will be, you know, 2,000 to 5,000 words. And it takes me 25, 30 minutes to really read it and digest it. If I read that even in The New Yorker's online version, I'm not sure I would get through, and maybe it's a distraction thing, like you say, Ian, but whatever it is, this is where we're headed. And, you know, we've already seen newspapers disappear. There's no more Rocky Mountain News out in Denver. One of the Seattle papers is gone. I think in Detroit, the Free Press is only publishing paper editions 3 days a week, something like that. And this is the way it's going, whether we like it or not. And I'm not sure where the future is going to take us in 10 years. I'm not a prophet, but this is definitely it. And I think that in a business like ours, where people are working really hard all day long, yet they want to get the industry news, in the case of talkers, shorter versions are probably pleasing people a bit more.
Kevin, I've been a terrible host, and I haven't asked you how much time you have to share with us this evening, because I know Nemi has another question for you, and I think we can continue this if you're up for it.
I can do one more segment with you, then I got to run.
Great.
You're being very generous, and I appreciate that. Hang on, more with Kevin Casey. He's the vice president of Talkers Magazine, talking about kind of the end of print. It seems like it's dying. It's Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com. Speed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com?
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 Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com? Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFood storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey, this is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man that can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song. It's not impossible. Visit iTunesBomb.com and let's end these wars.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
More Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about the seemingly impeding death, or impending rather, death of print, of magazines and newspapers, something kind of a topic we've been following over the years here, 855-450-FREE, or bring up absolutely anything. And don't forget that the Free State Project's Liberty Forum is coming up February 23rd through the 26th. It's one of the largest gatherings of liberty-minded people in the world, and you can be a part of it. We're going to be there. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live, as we do from every Liberty Forum. And the real reason to come out to this thing is not to see the special guest speakers like Peter Schiff, but to be around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. People who, many of whom have already made the move here to New Hampshire. Nanny, you're a native, but I was born here. Yeah, I made the move here back in 2006, and hundreds of people have made the move as part of the Free State Project. Many of those folks, many of the voices you hear on this show and the people you hear about will be at the Liberty Forum.
I will be at Liberty Forum.
Excellent. And others who are considering a move to New Hampshire, maybe they're kind of on the fence, as well as people who are committed to move but just haven't had a chance yet, those folks are going to be there, and they're going to be mixing together and having a good time and socializing and attending panel discussions, luncheons, dinners, banquet dinners, etc., and, of course, late-night parties. So it's a great time. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum, get signed up, and use our discount code FTL2012 to save 10%. That's FTL2012. 2012 to save 10% at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We've got our special guest, Kevin Casey, with us. He's the vice president and managing editor of Talkers Magazine, 22-year running publication in the talk radio industry, the only publication in the talk radio industry. And as of January, there will be no more publications, at least physical publications in the talk radio industry, because you guys are pulling out of the print business, shutting down the print side of the operations and going complete internet only. And not only internet only, but also totally free. Like, you're using the freemium model, which I think is really worth bringing up here, Kevin, because I think some of the folks in the old media, a lot of them don't really get it. Like, you look at the New York Times and their experiment with putting up a paywall, and some of these other newspapers thinking that they're going to be able to really kind of extract as much money from this internet audience, which isn't used to paying for anything, as they possibly can. And it seems like a dubious concept.
It's interesting, and I'm not going to say that I have the answer, and I don't know that anyone else does, because we are definitely in an experimental time here. Because I do, there are sites, there are things that you can pay for that's been shown. People will pay a couple bucks a month, the $5, $6, $7 a month, if they really enjoy the content and they can get it commercial free.
Sure.
So that's something that we know. You know, how it works for something like the Times or for the Wall Street Journal, I don't know. Know how that's going to shake out in 10 years. For us, you know, the trade magazines and newspapers back when I was just getting into radio were really expensive. I think back in the day, a subscription to broadcasting or to Billboard or the old Radio and Records was like $250 or $300 a year.
Right.
And of course, then you got the ads, and you know, it was cost prohibitive for a young guy trying to get into the business. But now, everyone is, you know, moving to pretty much a freemium model, like you say.
It's how we do it on Free Talk Live. I mean, we just give our listeners all the archives they want, and yeah, if they'd like it, then you know, we open up the tip jar for them, essentially, and give them a few perks as well, like with our Free Talk Live Ant program to kind of sweeten the deal up. But for the most part, everything's out there on Front Street, and they can, you know, help themselves to as much as they want. Are you concerned about ad revenues? I mean, because the world between old media and new media, as you said, it's very experimental. It's still developing, and we're not just talking, and when I say that, I'm not just talking about print. I'm talking about talk radio. Radio, we're talking about video. Everything is changing, but the advertising world is still, it seems like it's feeling out, you know, the new media. It's still kind of feeling out the podcast world, for instance. There are some big companies that are kind of experimenting in advertising with podcasts, but there's no, you know, industry standard or anything like that, like there is in the, you know, kind of the old print business. So, are you guys concerned that there's going to be an issue with maybe raising as much revenue for the operation by going digital only?
Well, fortunately, Talkers has been smart, and you know, our publisher Michael Harrison was very smart and really ahead of the game on not relying on one typical category of advertiser as far as like a placement ad like you might see in a magazine. And we've always been really smart about finding non-traditional forms of revenue. So, and we are still doing that. So I would say that, you know, concern's a strong word, but we're certainly going to be experimenting and trying to find out what best serves our advertisers and how they can feel they're still getting their money's worth for what they're paying for in ads on talkers.com and in our daily emailer we send out to the industry. So we're going to be playing this as you know, we're going to be feeling our way a little bit as we move through this. But the same thing you're seeing with newspapers. I mean, how do you tell someone who advertised, took a full page ad in the New York Times, full page color, and was paying, you know, whatever they were paying, you know, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 for that ad, and say, okay, now you've got a 2x2 square,
right,
and it's the same.
Right.
And it costs the same.
It doesn't seem like it should. I mean, even I'm, you know, very familiar with new media and all that, and when I look at an ad online, I don't feel like, well, that's not the same as, you know, having a full-size ad.
Sure. The cigar-chomping guy in the sales department is going, what, it's only 2x2? What are you kidding me? You know, so it's a different mindset for people who are buying ads.
But on the other hand, the real benefit to what you're doing now is the immediacy. I mean, everybody knows the internet is now. It's, you know, you want the latest information, it's there. Whereas you pick up a magazine, or in this case Talkers, you know, it's a month later. You literally are getting last month's news, and there's just not that much value to that. Whereas every single day you guys are sending out news updates to folks via their email box, and there is some value there, but people don't perceive it yet. I don't.
You're right, and I think what we did a while back was we made a conscious decision to really make it a daily update thing online and in our emailer, and yet sort of reserve the publication for feature pieces which weren't timely in nature.
My questions had been about, I hadn't realized what you would be charging for hypothetically versus a free system. And as Ian and you established earlier, you're running on a free model. And I know that the print publications here in New Hampshire, and I'm certain that that goes nationwide, has really been battling with how to make their web presence profitable. Now, you've been presenting your content online for 6 months. I would assume you have a good grasp on how your readers are responding to that.
Well, yeah, just to clarify, we've had a website since the mid-90s, so we've been online for a long time. It's been in the last 6 months that we've been putting the same in all of the content that is also in the print online, so
right.
that's what really has changed. But to answer your question, which is, again, just rephrase it for me if you wouldn't, I'm going to make sure I get it right.
I'm curious to know, Ian, help me out here.
You want me to help you with your own question?
I do. You
look into her brain.
I look into my brain, Ian. Yeah, I don't really know how to rephrase it. It's just how I know that the print markets here in New Hampshire have been having a difficult time, and I've switched back and forth between, say, the New York Times model or with a paywall versus a freemium model versus a limited online presence. And I'm curious to know how your experience has really turned out making the shift between print and online.
Well, keep in mind, we haven't yet. We have one more print issue to go, and then that'll be the last one. But you can't over, I think a lot of people don't take into account how much it costs to print something and to mail it or distribute it. So keep in mind, you're saving all that money right off the top.
Okay.
That's a ton of money, especially when you're doing like we do, which is distributing first class all around the country.
Oh,
that's
gosh,
really
yeah.
expensive. For a daily newspaper, you've got to load it on trucks and ship it out to paper boxes and to people to deliver into boxes, and that's expensive too. So you are saving money there. And what we're doing is we're seeking out, like everyone else is in this business, is trying to find a happy medium between charging the right amount for their ads that the advertisers feel satisfies them and brings traffic into their stores, et cetera, and yet still allows them to have the staff necessary to operate, to put content alongside those ads. And I think in some cases you're finding people are going with smaller staffs. Other people are just finding more aggressive, creative ways to sell so that they can do more than just say, okay, you've got a little 2x2 ad, that's all we do. So people are definitely moving in toward to a more non-traditional models of raising revenue.
Yeah, well, one thing's for sure, the market is going to figure it all out, and I'm glad you guys are on the riding the wave rather than trailing behind it. And Kevin Casey, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight. There's more coming up.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
To take control of these airwaves, dial in toll-free at 1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Nemi.
And inviting you over to our website at freetalklive.com. You can get interactive in various different ways. You can watch the webcam if you like. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. The chat room is built into the same page. Nemi, frequently found in the Free Talk Live chat room. She is there tonight. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to watch and interact with other listeners. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Ruger's new SR-40C is the compact version of the recoil-reducing striker-fired SR-40 pistol, one of the slimmest and most ergonomic full-sized 40-caliber pistols on the market today. Now, the SR-40C is based on the same high-performance glass-filled nylon frame as those used on so many great Ruger pistols, offering the same features, including a slim frame, short trigger reach, reversible backstrap, and ambidextrous controls. The SR-40C features a through-hardened stainless steel slide or alloy steel slide with Nitrodox Pro Black finish. See it at Ruger.com and purchase it at your local gun dealer. Again, Ruger.com. Still to come, we're going to talk about what happened today here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. It was a pretty outrageous and upsetting day, but I still want to talk a little bit more about print and where it's going and where it is today and some of the changes that that we've seen happening. We had Kevin Casey on earlier in the hour from Talkers Magazine, because I picked up my most recent issue of Talkers, and the first thing I discovered was that they're stopping the print edition, and I have that kind of nostalgic feeling, like, oh, I'm going to miss Talkers.
I do. I absolutely adore my print edition of the New York Times. I would be lost without it. My Sundays would never be the same.
So you get it once a week?
I do.
And they come and deliver it all the way from New York?
Well, I go by. It's part of my Sunday routine.
I see.
But it's been something I've done for much of my life, is just get the Sunday Times, go home, take it apart, read it, and have it's a good couple of hours to spend listening to jazz on a Sunday.
But think about, I mean, Kevin was talking about how much it costs to print stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
that's a fantastic point. The company that I worked for has really been struggling to find a balance between print and web, and where the price point is for them on the web, and what they require people to pay for in terms of membership, or what they provide for free. And there's really a balance, and I see the struggle happening. And as I mentioned, in the print shops across New Hampshire, I'm sure it's nationwide, but I have a fondness for my home state, so I just kind of pay attention to what's going on here.
Look at, you know, if you look at some of the aspects of printing, you can tell why it's going to die off and why it is dying off, because it's so wasteful and dated all at the same time. So, for instance, I was in jail, right? And the three ways I had of getting information in there were the television news. Mm-hmm. If I had paid for the headphones, I could listen to that. Or radio, which, again, I'd have to pay for headphones. So the only way, if I didn't have pay for the headphones, would be I'd get to read the newspaper once a day. And I'm getting yesterday's news, mm-hmm. right? Yesterday's news today, basically. You're already 24 hours past on the news cycle or whatever. So there's that fact that it's already old by the time you get your hands on it. But also, it's a lot of it's wasted paper. And if you think about it, like, for instance, I'm not going to look at the sports section. I don't care. I don't care who won what and who's doing what and what team and all that.
I read the sports section.
Well, good for you. But are there sections of the newspaper you never look at?
No.
Okay, I would suggest that's somewhat unusual.
It might be. I also am a sucker for the smell of newsprint. So I
really?
What can I do? What can I do? I'm a print girl.
At least you're not a Luddite, though. Like, you're pretty technically adept.
I am. I've worked in the industry for probably 20 years now, so.
And I there's some warm place in my heart for print as well, but I don't have that place for newspapers necessarily.
No,
I don't care if they die off, because for the most part they're very kind of big media, pro corporate, pro government.
I concur. I see your point. I absolutely concede your point. However, I'm a sucker for my Sunday New York Times.
That's fine. I'm just identifying some of the reasons I think that print is destined to generally be a failure, and that's what we're seeing happen. It's wasteful. You know, people aren't getting news that's tailored to them. They're getting news that is, you know, chosen by an editor. Mm. Whereas online, you become more of the editor. You get to pick and choose the stuff that you're looking at. But on the other hand, I think there's some negatives to losing print. I'm a subscriber to The Onion. Which people may not know this, because The Onion really made its brand on the internet. People may not be aware there is a print version of The Onion.
And I believe it came first.
It did. It started in, was it Milwaukee? It was some college town up north. And they started it in the late 1980s, so before the internet existed.
Right.
And they were just doing kind of a, you know, print satirical newspaper in this college town. And it worked, and they kept it going. And then when the internet came out, they launched TheOnion.com, and it became huge. And now they have Onion distribution in cities all across America.
Books and all sorts of stuff.
That's true. They did do some books. Like, you can go and get, like, a whole year's worth of papers, basically, in book form, which is cool. But anyway, I'm a subscriber to The Onion. I was a subscriber like a decade ago, and it was $50 or $40 a year and like the turn of the century. And then I quit subscribing for a while, and then like within the last couple of years, I've been interested in doing it again. And like a year ago, it was $150. The cost had gone up that much in a decade. But then they cut the cost down to $100. So I decided, all right, it's probably not going to get cheaper than that. It's been a decade. Prices go up, and, you know, to chase up, the government's printing more money, so there's inflation and prices go up. They have a tendency to do that. So I went ahead and I said, this is worth it to me to have a print copy of The Onion. Because for whatever reason, I don't have a habit of going to The Onion's website and consuming all of its content. But if I actually have an Onion in front of me, I will consume.
It's an opportunity. Like,
right.
There's an Onion upstairs, and I checked
right,
it
it's
out
in the bathroom.
While I was upstairs.
Yeah.
And I was not reading it or perusing it. I only had 3 minutes, like we're talking about short format radio, right? So I was like, oh, there's a copy of The Onion in here. That's awesome.
Well, even if all you have is 3 minutes, you can still look at headlines and get a chuckle out of The Onion.
Right.
So there's some real value in being able to pick up that newspaper, for me at least, and to be able to look at it, put it down, remember where I was, and then the next time pick it up again and pick right up there, because you can't really do that as easily with an online publication.
Oh,
sure,
no.
Sure, I could bookmark the page I was on.
Am I ever going to get back to it?
But what's the, you know, like, With The Onion in print, page 2 is what's page 2, and page 3 is what's page 3. But online, you know, there's different articles in different places and like which article's next, and like there's you don't just get to pick up your tablet or pick up your smartphone and kind of pick up the reading at the same location necessarily. It's something different about that.
A recent pet peeve of mine is going to internet articles, knowing that they're recent, but not seeing a date on them. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing I appreciate about newspapers is the dateline. You always know when your news is printed. But I don't see that so much on the internet. And there's so many times that I go to, for example, a newspaper website in Dallas-Fort Worth, and it doesn't really specify, or it's a suburb of Dallas-Fort Worth, doesn't specify the state the paper is in. So you don't even really know. You know, it's the simple, basic stuff. And I just have an appreciation for newspapers, because I think it's probably a personal bias, but I appreciate that newspapers have a dateline, that they are something physical in your hand and not a page that can be deleted from the internet.
Do you feel like they will go away for good at some point?
I hope not in my lifetime.
I wonder, you know, I find myself wondering about that, because when you look at the print industry, there's different things to look at, right? We talked with Kevin Casey from Talkers mm-hmm. Magazine, which is a very industry niche publication. There's also, obviously, your general daily distributed papers. They're having the toughest time. As Kevin pointed out, his print edition was still making money. Like, it was still, they were still fine in the black on the print edition. So they didn't have to shut it down, but they did to kind of take that step into the unknown and go where they really are going to need to go for the future. But you also look at, like, the free weeklies. Mm. Those are actually doing fairly well.
They are.
In comparison to the daily general newspaper. Mm-hmm. So the free weeklies doing well. So that tells me there's still a demand for, at some level, you know, there's a demand for print. There's
Absolutely.
A value for print. I mean, even here in the Shire, we are talking about starting up a Shire Free Press.
Free Press.
Which is, I mean, the Free Press exists. Shire Free Press, there's a website, but there's not much there right now.
Yes.
But that's coming.
Tonight, a matter of fact.
Oh, you tease.
We'll get to that later.
So, but the idea is to have like a zine of some sort
yeah.
that is, again, a printed publication that can go out. And we were talking about that zine, and, well, it seems like quarterly makes more sense. To do
Absolutely.
Something less often in print makes sense, because the distribution is the real problem with print.
Mm-hmm.
That's why one of the major reasons why the internet is you know, destroying the print industry, because of the immediacy of distribution. It's instantly in the hands of the person you want it to be in. You don't have to load up a truck full of papers,
right.
drive the truck all around town,
Wear
unload the papers in different locations.
Throw
it takes
out the
hours.
Newspaper.
It takes hours
Recycle
to distribute
Recycle your newspaper.
Stuff.
Bundle.
There's more coming up here at 855-450-FREE. So I think there is a life for print ahead, but it's not going to be what it once
It'll
was.
It'll be different.
More coming
Everything
up.
Is changing.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
BigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis in an interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.